This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, February 23rd. I'm Lisa Young. A recent round of winter weather has magnified avalanche risk on most of Colorado's mountain slopes, including those surrounding the Grand Mesa. According to reporting in the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel last week, experts from the Colorado Avalanche Information Center say the combination of wind with heavy ice and snow, plus an unusually shallow and weak existing snowpack, produce the season's most dangerous and widespread avalanche conditions. Officials say that while the likelihood of natural avalanches around the Grand Mesa is expected to drop going into this week, the risk of accidental human-caused avalanches will likely increase. Civil engineering firm Bohannon Houston presented their waterline capacity study to Orchard City trustees at their regular meeting last week. The study's results showed that the town's water lines are capable of handling all available water rights, and only a few recommendations were made for improvement. According to reporting in the High Country Spotlight, Orchard City is using only about 25% of their water rights. The water rights, however, are not at full capacity due to current drought conditions. More on this story is available online at highcountryspotlight.com. A meet and greet is scheduled this Saturday for Karen Gibson, Republican candidate for Montrose County Commissioner District 2. The event will take place at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday at Rocking W. Cheese on Highway 348 west of Olathe. If successful in her bid, Gibson would replace term-limited Commissioner Sue Hansen. This year marks the 250th birthday of the United States, and the nation's national parks are expected to play a key role in the celebrations. But that may be overshadowed by massive layoffs at the National Park Service, along with changes to interpretive signs in the parks that erase or sanitize some of the dark parts of American history. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more.
Alan Spears of the National Parks Conservation Association testified before a House Natural Resources Committee on America 250. He says national parks increase visits when they paint a full picture of the nation's history.
That's what the Park Service ought to be able to provide during this 250th anniversary and beyond that, so that people understand that they have a connection to this country that is strong and solid and that these are their public lands too.
The NPS has recently begun removing signs that the Trump administration says are left-leaning or negative about American history. In our region, those removals include signs at the Grand Canyon discussing the displacement of indigenous peoples and at Glacier in Montana discussing the impacts of climate change. Spears also called on Congress to restore about 4,000 full-time employees at NPS, which amount to about a quarter of the agency's staff.
Congress must understand that there is simply no more fat left to cut.
Republicans in the hearing accused Democrats of hating the United States and of focusing solely on the negative parts of the country's history. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Hope Shepelman, who served for 30 years as a critical care nurse, is running against fellow Republican Jeff Hurd in this June's primary election race for Colorado's Congressional District 3.
My name is Hope Shepelman. I am running for the U.S. Congress here in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. I live in Bayfield, Colorado, on my family's 200 acres. I was a United States Navy veteran. I've been married to my husband for 20 years. We owned a small business, and I was the former vice chairwoman of the Colorado Republican Party.
I think one of the big questions that listeners in our area would like to know is why you've chosen to run against fellow Republican Jeff Hurd in the primary.
Yeah, and that is a very good question. I am running to be your next Congresswoman because Colorado's 3rd District deserves bold, accountable America First leadership. Right now, what we are seeing up in Washington, our conservative voices are not being heard. the hardworking families, ranchers, energy producers, small business owners, and parents in Western Colorado feel that their representative is not representing their voices. And we truly need an unapologetic person up there that will not compromise.
Is there any particular recent activity by Congressman Jeff Herb that you're opposing?
Yeah, so he ended up signing onto the bill to extend the subsidies for Obamacare for an additional 3 more years. I've been in healthcare for over 35 years, from a candy striper all the way to a critical care nurse practitioner. So I have been involved in healthcare well before Obamacare, with Obamacare, and we need to repeal and replace it, not put a Band-Aid on it and continue the subsidies. We see that people within Congress has already put forward bills. We truly need true representatives that will stand up and truly repeal and replace Obamacare.
Hope, let's talk a little bit about the key issues that you see that are facing Western Colorado.
Sure. The big key issues that I have seen, especially traveling the third districts, which I've put in over 20,000 miles onto my truck, is we are seeing that people are having a hard time economically. We need to stand behind our producers and our farmers. We need to have lower those costs. We need to have energy independence in our natural resources. We need to truly protect those natural resources. We need to utilize all forms of energy. I look at it from a standpoint, we live in rural Colorado, so we need to use coal, oil and gas, lithium, nuclear, small nuclear modulars, as well as wind and solar when appropriate. I believe in protecting our public lands. We need to reassure that those public lands continue for the next generation. I also believe in the opportunity for the next generation. We need to look at our kids, our grandkids, who deserve an opportunity, that they don't take on our debt, the dependency, as well as government overreach. Lastly, I'm here to also protect our parental rights. It wasn't in the cards for Steve and I to have children, but I will defend everybody's children, their grandchildren, when it comes to all the things that are coming down in the state as well as federally. Parents should be able to raise their children, not the government, and they should have a say what is happening not only in education as well as their health care. I am also looking at ending the waste, fraud, and abuse that is across the United States. We are seeing that in Minnesota specifically. And I will support continuing to continue the border wall. We need to have a very strong border security and sovereignty. I support our law enforcement. I support our federal ICE agents who are protecting us in our communities daily. And lastly, I will fight for to defeat the fentanyl crisis. We are seeing what the cartel is bringing into the United States, and it hits in our communities that are being devastated.
Hope, I want to go back just a minute to public lands. You mentioned that, so I do want to tag on that a little bit. There seems to be a big push to sell off public lands here in the West. How do you feel about that?
So I don't think anybody should be selling any public lands to any corporate or private entities. Right now, we need to make sure that our public lands are truly kept public. And the main reason, because we are looking at huge land grabs, we're also seeing it also locally, right? When you have eminent domain, when you start locking up land or selling off land to corporations or private corporations, that really ends up hurting our next generation. That hurts our liberty and our freedoms.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Lisa Young.